أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا إبراهيم رشده من قبل وكنا به عالمين إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما هذه التماثيل التي أنتم لها عاكفون قالوا وجدنا آباءنا لها عابدين قال لقد كنتم أنتم وآباؤكم في ضلال مبين قالوا وجئتنا بالحق أم أنت من اللاعبين قال بل ربكم رب السماوات والأرض الذي فطرهن وأنا على ذلكم من الشاهدين صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed the ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about two Nabis, Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and the revelation that Allah Ta'ala had granted to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Here and a few ayats after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Khalilullah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ. Bearing in mind that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was that personality, that Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the Yahud had also claimed to have followed, the Nasara also have claimed to followed. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيَّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيَّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes them, saying that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was not a Yahud, because the Yahudis used to say that he was a Yahud. The Nasara used to say that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was a Nasara, but obviously he had come long before Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that certainly we had granted Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam rushd, we had granted him guidance, we had granted him such internal faculties by which he was able to discriminate and differentiate between right and wrong. Min qablu, before that. Some have said before Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and Harun, whose mention is made in the above ayah. Some have said before even his bulugh, before he attained the age of puberty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him this discretion, or before his nubuwat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him this discretion. وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ, and certainly we were knowledgeable about him, we had the knowledge with regards to him, what his capabilities were, what his internal and external was. All that was in the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies some very, very important aspects, that not only Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, as a matter of fact, but all the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, that even before the nubuwat, they were great walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were great saintly personalities, to this extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed them the path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them those faculties of understanding, perception, they were able to know right from wrong, and to the extent that these Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, even before the nubuwat, they did not commit any major or any minor sin, and that was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great fadl and grace upon the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ, that we also knew these Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam's abilities, and that is why we granted this nubuwat to the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, to whomsoever we wish to grant. إِذْ قَالَ لِيَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ, and remember the time when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam said to his father and his people. Very interesting here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that he spoke to his father, and who was his father? We will find in the Quran in itself Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his father, and the Quran has named him Azar. When we go to the Torah and we go to the biblical narrations, we will find that there his name was Tariq. And when we go in further and to try to understand who his father was, then the ulama have written that Tariq was the name, or the meaning of Tariq is that person who is dedicated and has dedicated his life to idol worship. That person that manufactured idols was called Tariq, and Azar in itself, they say it refers to a person in Arabic, if it is translated, Muhibbu Sanam, a person who loved idols. So that was his father. Actually, some ulama have even stated that Tariq was his name, and the word Azad that the Quran speaks about was the name of an idol. And he dedicated his life to this idol to such an extent that people started calling him by the name of the idol. So that was the father of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This gives us an idea of the kind of challenges that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had gone through at that particular stage of his life. And then he said to his father and his people, Ma hadhihi tamathil, what is this? Tamathil, these statues that you're worshipping, these idols that you're worshipping. But here he says, Allati antum laha akifun, that you are dedicated to, that you continuously worship, you persist in his worship. In other words, what's the reality of it? Where does it originate from? Why are you worshipping it? So what they replied was, Qalu wajadana aba'ana laha abidin. Simply they said that we found our forefathers also worshipping it. So here we must understand some very important aspects. Man, generally all of us are prone to this, that we will follow whatever our fathers tell us, we will follow the creed, the way of life, the mannerism, the cultures of our fathers, our forefathers, and in reality there is no problem with that. The problem arises is, if they are being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they are breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously we cannot follow them. But if they are showing us the path of Allah, they're showing us the path of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're showing us the path of the Sunnah and the Deen and the Qur'an al-Kareem, then by all means we should be following them, because that is a great example. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in saying so clarifies this aspect also, that we cannot have blind following insofar as our deen and our shariat is concerned. قَالَ لَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Here in this part of the Quran, in other parts, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam addresses the matter differently. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the response was that certainly you and your fathers are in manifest error. In other words, you are making a very great mistake by worshipping these idols. So they responded, قَالُوا وَجِئْتَنَا بِالْحَقِّ أَمْ أَنْتَ مِنَ اللَّاعِبِينَ. Have you come with some truth, or are you mocking us? In other words, is what you are saying to us, is this a reality, or are you just playing around, are you joking around? And it was in that point in time that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave them the da'wah. Now the da'wah that he gave is very, very important that we understand, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, قَالَ بَرْ رَبُّكُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Nay, certainly your Rabb, your sustainer is the sustainer of the skies and the earth. So here it is absolutely important for us to understand the mode of the da'wah of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That the da'wah was given to the oneness of Allah. The da'wah was given towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also, when we see, and this is also another very important aspect, and this was one of the sunnah and the tariqah of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw that there was wrong in his community. There was this idol worship in the community. There was corruption in the community insofar as aqidah and belief is concerned. And hence Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam addressed that issue. It is very, very important for us to realize also that in our societies there are very many great good deeds that are carrying on which we need to commend. But when the society and the community go away and deviate from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this was also the system of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the system of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to address these issues, to address these challenges. And we will see, no matter what the cost was, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam fulfill this obligation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence when he gave the da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he introduced Allah, one was your Rabb, the Rabb of the skies and the earth, الَّذِي فَطَرَهُنْ, that Allah that originated you, that Allah that had created you, that before the creation of everything, there was no example of this world. There was no map, or rather, there was no plan of this world. Where was the substances and the material of this world? That is that great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And certainly, I am a witness to all this, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam witnesses, and obviously all the malaika and all the pious saintly persons before him had witnessed the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.